Hey. So I got this idea of our next lesson when I was at work today. I think you're gonna like it so much. And probably you can tell by the fact that I haven't stopped grinning, but I'm pretty excited and I could hardly wait to leave work. Normally when I'm horny at work, I just take a private call and, close my door and take care of myself, but anyways, I couldn't this time. Listen, I want you to make me come, and I'm gonna help you, so we both feel amazing. Sounds such a good idea, right? Okay, awesome. Okay, specifically, I want you to go down on me, like, right now. And, like, everything I said last time about making each other need it, well, I've been waiting and wanting and needing this. I mean, for a while. I want you to come over here, hike up my skirt, pull down my panties, and lick my pussy. Okay. Take them off. Stop teasing me. Now pull them up. All the way. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So right now, I think you're feeling a little nervous. And that's fine. I'm gonna talk you through it. And pretty soon you're gonna get the hang of it. And it's gonna be so delicious. I know you've thought about this. I certainly have. So don't be nervous, okay? Because I really want this. And I know you do too. I know you're worried that you won't be able to, like, make me calm or whatever. But, babe, honestly, enthusiasm and willingness to try and to listen is so hot. And you asking me what I want, what feels good, and being willing to listen to me tell you, that's so hot too. Okay? And let me teach you. This isn't going to be the same for every person. Every woman's different, but for me, first I want you to just slowly kiss and lick along the inside of my thighs. Don't touch my pussy yet. That spot right where my inner thigh becomes the outside of my lips is so sensitive and such a good tease. Just lick along there lightly. You can even just use your mouth, you know, just like kind of bite. But not hard. I'll tell you if I want it hard. And lick and kiss all around. Getting closer. And so my clit, you know, is one part of like a whole pleasure body. So often people want to just go straight for the clit, and that's it. And they just focus on your clit the whole entire time. And that's okay, but it's also kind of too much sometimes. Like for me, it's too much. So I need it to be spread out, and I need the sensations on my clit to be different, not just one thing or the other thing. And I'll tell you when it's working, okay? Yeah, keep licking like that. Just keep exploring all the different textures and what it's like on the very inside. It's soft. It's silky. Skin feels different. Just take me a little bit in your mouth and lick all the way up from the center where you can taste all my juices coming out. Lick all the way up till you feel my clit. It's a little bit hard. And it's like the tip of the iceberg. Did you know that? There's like all this nerves and everything underneath and back. So that's why if you kind of make your tongue flat and just a circle on my clit like that. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh my god. Oh. You can kind of suck it into your mouth, like the whole, just like, oh yeah, like that, and keep sucking up my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Circling like the tip of your tongue in big kind of circles. I don't know how to explain it. Just like that. Like you're eating an ice cream cone. Just like that. And like all the way down and taste me. You can try just sticking your tongue as far as it'll go inside. And that's hard to do for a long time, but just for a couple of seconds. Oh my god. Fuck, that feels so good. And then. And then come back up to my clit. And do that thing where you, like, flat tongue and just suck. Oh my god. Like that. Like, okay, stop for a sec. No, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm just gonna change it up for a sec, okay? Lie on your back. I'm gonna straddle you. I'm gonna sit on your face. I'm not gonna try to smother you. I've got more control than that. But I think you'll like it. There's something insanely hot about just grinding on your face. If it's too much, just tell me. It freaks you out, okay? But just Okay. And yeah, of course, you should touch yourself if you want to. Oh my God. This is about both of us. If you can focus on me and stroke your cock, definitely do that. But I want your main focus to be your tongue on and in my cunt. Oh, fuck. And come whenever you want. I don't even care. That's fine. But let's just... Okay. Okay, put your tongue out flat. And let me just slide up and down. You don't even have to do anything right now. And let me just lower down a little bit. It's like your chin and your mouth and your tongue all just right there. Oh, fuck. Right there on my clit. And just... oh, God. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Is it okay if I grab your head? Just pull you into me. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Just like that. Don't stop. Don't stop. Just suck on my clit like that. Just let me. Fuck. Fuck. God. Fuck. Yeah, that felt amazing. Fuck, that felt so good. And how did it feel for you? You never know until you do it, right? Pussy is fucking crazy. It's, I don't know. You know, I like going down on girls. It's fucking amazing. And I think you enjoyed that. Oh yeah, you did. So you know what the best part is for me? Knowing that I can just let go and whatever I'm sounding like or acting like or tasting like or feeling like is also so hot and good for you. Because that's the real thing, you know, feeling accepted and appreciated and adored and turned on and knowing that you get that from me too. You know, you can practice on me anytime. I mean, that was amazing. And let's, yeah, we can keep practicing that, for sure. I know you were worried about not being able to make me come or not pleasing me. But babe, you did. And it felt so good. And you know what? If you hadn't been brave, and if you hadn't agreed that maybe I know my body and it's okay for me to give you some directions, and then you listen to them and you go to town, if none of that had happened, then we wouldn't be here right now. And this feels so good. I don't care that you didn't know exactly what to do. Nobody knows exactly what to do the first time, or the second time, or the third time they're with their partner. So by asking for help and letting me give you some ideas and some direction, then we only get better together. So let's take care of you now, okay? And then let's go have a shower together.